This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. It takes wisdom and the grace of God to learn how to grow old and stay useful. God never planned for Christians to vegetate beyond a certain age. Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 reminds older men and women to be seasoned examples of the life God intends all of us to live. They have a reservoir of experiences to pass on to younger believers facing similar struggles. Paul urges younger women to seek counsel from older women. Many men of God have been led astray while trying to help a distraught younger woman who could have been helped better by an older Christian woman. If you feel you've done enough and now you want to relax and drop out, you're robbing God of what He desires of you. And you're robbing younger people of what your knowledge and experience have to offer. Don't be a dropout. Everything God has taken you through can help others. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. You might think the younger generation isn't willing to listen, but be assured they're watching you. Ask the Spirit to guide you when a teachable moment opens to share truth with those younger than you. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.